Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
All right, so a couple things to get off my chest.
Okay.
First and foremost, we're going to have a giveaway. Yes. Not today. Okay. Not today.
All right.
In the next couple weeks, I received this card yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to get details from Ryan, former co-host of the show, who now owns a card shop, a memorabilia. Not, I don't even know if it's memorabilia as much as cards.
Okay.
So, I don't know, a card shop, right?
Yeah.
Who said he has something that he would like to go to a good home.
Okay.
I guess he didn't consider my home good enough. So we're going to give this card away.
Okay.
It is signed by a UFC legend.
Okay.
That would be a Panini autographed Hoyce Gracie card.
Oh.
So we're going to give this away.
How do I win it?
You can't. You're not eligible.
Oh. Come on. I know Hoyce.
You've met
Hoyce. I've sweated on Hoyce.
You've met him.
We've shared sweat, just like Luke Rockhold. And
anybody who to be eligible has to have an IQ of one or above, and unfortunately you are not eligible.
Hold on, it says it right here. I got 11.5 IQs.
You are not eligible.
I'm in.
So I'm arguing, not even arguing, I'm just posting about the, you know, are they Jamaican, are they British, are they Jamaican, are they American? And a guy goes, Randy, message me.
Okay.
I hate that. I got a better idea. You message me. I don't have any interest. I don't know you. Why would I message you?
Okay.
Or somebody that'll text you and say, hey, give me a call.
Right. You don't like because it's anonymous or they don't want to get the internet beef, like the keyboard warriors?
No, it's like even Joe Marquardt. Hey, give me a call. No, you call me. I'm not.
Well, your number's unlisted and it's like private.
No. If you
can't find
you. Hold on a second, clown. Bozo, if you text me, that means you have my number.
That's true.
To say, hey, give me a call.
That's true.
I'm going to ignore it anyway.
I thought you were on Facebook and they sent a message. No. Call me.
Well, no, that was the message on Facebook.
Right.
DM me, not call me. Okay. DM me. No, dude, you message me.
So what was the message about?
I don't know. I didn't message him.
Oh.
And he wasn't smart enough to message me. Just something else that bothered me.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Got it.
So I'm in these chat rooms for a cruise because I'm going to go on a cruise here shortly.
You are?
And this is a question. Matter of fact, this wasn't for the cruise. This is in the Vegas ones because, you know, we go to Vegas a lot. So I'd like, that's where I learned the thing about the hot cold bag that you can get at the grocery store.
What's that?
You know, the hot cold bag. It's that bag that stays hot or cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? So you buy cold stuff and you can put it in this bag.
Okay.
And it stays cool for you to get it home or get it back to the refrigerator.
Right.
So I learned in one of these chat rooms or the Facebook pages, they make excellent refrigerators.
Okay.
So you bring it, you fill it with ice, you put drinks.
So it stays insulated, whatever's hot. Right. Stays hot or it's cold,
right.
Cold.
Okay. So it's beautiful. This is one of the posts, and I had to write it down because I had to just because. How long would someone recommend I stay in Las Vegas?
Well, as long as you can. As long as I'll have you. I mean, my recommendation is don't get a hotel room in Vegas. There's absolutely no reason to get a hotel room.
I know you've done that.
Like, I literally have been in Vegas for 3 days, and like, I don't even know where the hotel room was.
My nephew did the same.
Like, there's no reason. You just need a place to shower, like, once every 3 days. And
that's what pools are for.
The pool's amazing.
Right.
Like,
you just walk in, grab a towel. Like,
there's
you
just
know.
No reason to get waste money on a hotel room.
Somebody said, would you recommend a car? How would you recommend getting from the airport to the casino?
Oh.
Car.
Uber.
Walk.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Just don't do it after your flight leaves because then you end up staying in the hotel. Known as McCarran International Airport.
You didn't stay in a hotel.
I stayed at the airport.
You waited a little too long.
I did.
You know,
but I was having a good time. We were with Tim Sylvia, the
Bronx Wanderers.
Former heavyweight champ of the world.
Yep.
And yeah, it was a great time.
One other thing just to talk about real quickly. I saw it. I didn't read the whole thing, but it appears that Tiger Woods is starting his own golf league.
Oh, so that's why he turned down $750 million from Liv.
I believe it was billion.
No, I thought it was 800 million.
No, he turned down a B.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he turned down a B.
Well, they just announced that he is a billionaire. Yeah. So he's like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But he could have had another billion.
Wow.
But allegedly, he is going to be starting a, it's called the TGL.
Okay.
Really went out on the line there with it. Tiger Golf League. It's going to be teams of three. So they're going to have, 15 Monday nights. And it's going to be six teams of three.
Okay.
And they're going to compete on Monday night, which this is backed by the PGA.
Okay.
Probably right. because he turned down the billion.
Sure.
So this is their way to thank him and bring it all back. So
that's something I could do at this age. I could become a pro golfer.
I just saw during our break that if this loan thing up in the crazy house.
Yeah, your president.
Well, it's all of our president.
It's
but
your president.
$1.7 trillion. They're going to just wash their hands up.
Yeah.
Where does that go? What? So who pays for that? Us?
Oh, of course.
Me?
You.
I got to sell my house first.
He's your president.
Well, he's your president, too.
No, I'm not American. My heart's Brazilian. And I've been to Jamaica, so like that makes me the first born,
Jamaican.
Second born British champion.
Well, you're not a champion.
Well, I'm not a loser either. What does that make me?
Contender.
Average.
Speaking of contender, our boy Brandon's out there.
Yeah.
He'll be fighting. I think he may even be on the same card as Bo Nickel. But he's out there doing media. I'm like, why are you out there so early?
Now, speaking of the contender series, Darius Flowers, did you see his Undertaker pile death finish at the Apex on Tuesday night?
I did not.
I'll show you a little snippet of it.
I think Tuesday nights are when I watch replays of Last Man Standing.
Well, he did the Undertaker pile driver.
Oh, wow. It was pretty close.
Which is an illegal move. So I looked up the original UFC rules, and would you like to know what they were?
Hold on a second.
Do you remember what they were?
Hold on a second. You actually did something?
I did research.
All right, go ahead.
Would you like to guess what they were? There's
five, the original?
The five top of the search. So there's five main rules for the UFC when it first inception.
Right. No eye gouging.
That is not on the list.
Well, it was the original no eye gouging and I think no biting.
It says no doping probes.
Doping probes?
What is it? Oh, that's different.
So in other words...
I lost that page. I went to a different page.
So your research failed you?
No, it did. No judges.
No judges.
No weight classes.
No judges.
No time limits or rounds. Fights were only by knockout, submission, or fighter's corner throwing in the towel.
What was this?
The original UFC regulations.
That's interesting.
So no judges, no weight classes.
No judges. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw a, you know, there's a company that uses that. So I wonder if they can get in trouble since there was no judges back then. No judges.
Says.
Fight to the death?
Well, until submission, knockout, or until your team threw in the towel.
But a referee, just in case. That guy. You need that guy out there.
Well, no judges, but the referee is there.
Yeah, you need that guy.
Oh, well, somebody had to, like, see the towel. I don't know. But what do you think? There's too many rules now? I mean, like, back then,
No. That's
what made the sport, like, so great was it just there were no weight classes. You could have a 600-pound guy versus 135 Hoist Gracie.
No, I like this better.
Really?
But I would like to make one change.
The fence grab. The
well, I would like to see the fence being electrocuted.
Or could they make it like a smooth surface so they can't actually grab the fence? Like, could it go like a plexiglass wall?
Yeah. But so you'd have to be careful. It needs to be, you have to find somebody that can figure out, it only sparks if your fingers or toes go into it. You know, I don't want you electrocuted if your back hits it.
So what if they did like the operation game? So like, like the fence itself is not electrocuted.
Right.
The metal panel behind it is fully charged. And if you stick your fingers through the fence, you get zolted.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know which one I was watching, but they were talking about, I think it was a fence grab, and they went, like, during the break, Herb Dean went to the referee, and then they issued a stern warning.
Yeah, those stern warnings are serious.
Stern warnings are jokes.
People die in stern warnings.
No, they die from a stern look. They don't die from a stern look. It's just stupid. I think if you grab the fence at any time, you should lose a point, period.
Or a finger. You can only do it 9 times.
Well, unless you're JPP.
I'm number one. Like, man, that guy really cheats a lot.
You want to talk some football?
Sure.
Buccaneers this weekend.
Okay.
Taking on your Colts.
Still preseason.
It is preseason. Means nobody cares.
Nothing.
No, means nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I may not even watch.
Yeah.
UFC's this weekend. It's been a long time since the last UFC.
Yeah. What are they doing? Where's that one at?
I think it's in Paris. Paris.
Is it really?
I think this is the Paris one.
Well, where are we going?
First of all, there is no we. You complain on a regular basis about going, and then I make plans, and then you don't go.
Well, I didn't know that it was Paris. That's where I'm from. I'll be the first French-born UFC fighter.
Okay.
Champion.
Okay.
I don't know. Are there any French fighters in the UFC?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Who? Aubin St. Peru?
No.
Sounds French. He's got a French-style name.
Cheesecake. That's French, isn't it? But yeah, so there is another UFC this weekend. But we're about 3 weeks away from the start of the NFL season.
I know. I'm excited.
Are you?
Well,
don't lie.
I'm excited because for my industry, there's always a boost in revenue. Like, people like to watch football and sit around and drink beers. And like, I'm excited about.
Don't you need more TVs in here then?
Not really. I mean,
everybody packs around the 1 12-inch over there.
It's just like when I watch Theismann get his leg broken on Monday Night Football.
All
it's,
packed it's, around the 12-inch.
Yeah, we're all around the 12-inch TV. It's all black and white.
You know? I've got. I think it's a 3-inch TV that I got from when I opened a bank account back in the 70s. I can loan that to you.
That's cool.
That so, might be how you should do it.
So now we got a 15-inch TV available.
Well, no. Yeah.
We'll tape it on top.
No, get rid of the 12-inch.
Watch split screen. We got two games all at the same time.
There you go. Have you pulled up the card yet?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, my God. Having you produce this, I need a producer. I need a right-hand man to maybe set this kind of stuff up.
That's not true.
Hey, I'm going to New York. Anything up there I should do or you can set us up with?
I'm going with you.
No, you're not.
I'm going. You get away from me.
I can. All right. If you can't pull it up, we'll hit a break, and then you can find it. All right. Let's hit a break. When we come back, Matt may be able to figure out his notes, and we'll look at the card this weekend. The UFC returns, BKFC, not only this weekend, but we do need to talk about the Mike Perry fight. What they did and how they settled it is pretty impressive. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris. What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And that's why I don't do research. So I, during the break, I was looking up the French fighters that are in the UFC. Here's what I found. The 8 best French UFC fighters of all time. So, obviously, you have Cyril Gagné. Right,
love your pronunciation.
Charles Jourdain, Dustin Poirier. like I guess because he's from Louisiana, he's close to the bayou. Like if the Creole, like Southern French. that's why I can't. Francis Ngannou. Is he from Africa? Or is he from France? Like because they're claiming him in France.
Well, I guess wherever you can be claimed.
I don't know.
Who else?
Marc-Andre Barrault, Nassardin Imov. I can't pronounce any of these people. George St. Pierre. He's a French Canadian, so they got him on the list. Daniel Comey. No way. They put Daniel Comey there, coming out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Oh, man. Let's see. Just doesn't make any sense. Czech Congo.
All right, so there's a few.
Thought he was from the Congo.
It's
not, not in France.
You're an idiot.
I know my geography.
All right, well, here. Now, go ahead and talk about this weekend's card.
Oh, God. How many names are there I can't pronounce? All right, Vanna. Stay with me. Cyril Gagné versus Tia Tuivasa.
That's
the
shoey
guy.
That's the shoey guy.
That's your main event.
Co-main is the fight to watch.
Robert Whittaker versus Marvin Vettori.
It's a good fight.
That's a very good fight. Middleweight, Alessio Di Chirico. versus Roman Capilo.
No, this is the best part of the show.
Pronounce the K, care of the one. Capilo. John McAdessy versus Nasret. Don't say us. That's the next fight. Taylor, do that again, Randy. It's Taylor Lapius versus Khalid Taha, and Jessica Andrade versus Manon Fierro. Canceled. So thank God is canceled. I can never be a commentator for the UFC. Like, not that I don't have the skill to, like, break down.
No, you don't have the skills.
I'm like, look at that anaconda choke. I mean, I know what moves are. I know, like.
All right, hold on. Name 10 MMA moves.
Okay. There's the armbar.
Okay.
Americana. The darts choke. The triangle. Rear naked choke. You have heel hook. You have the noogie. Which is also French. It's a French noogie. So you have the Indian burn. I'm telling you, Randy's gonna get the can't feel that guy.
So you got to 6.
That's all you need. You just need one to work.
You got to 6.
But if you're a good fighter, you only need one.
The leg kick.
Boy, yeah, you have that leg kick. The
foot stomp.
No one's ever submitted to a foot stomp, have they?
Submitted?
Has anybody ever quit from a foot stomp?
No.
No. But yeah, the liver strike, you know, the liver punch, the solar plex. Yeah, a lot of boss. You know. Yeah, I got all the triangle chokes.
You already said it doesn't count. So you got to seven.
The figure four leg lock.
How about the figure eight?
The Undertaker, you know, pile driver?
The figure eight is what Charlotte does.
Yeah. But what about the choke slam? Has anybody ever done that in the UFC? Like the Undertaker choke slam?
The best, in my opinion, that I witnessed, okay, the best wrestling move.
Frank Trigg.
Can I finish?
I just know what it is.
No, that's not.
Oh.
The best wrestling that was brought into an MMA fight was Wes Sims in Texas, and we flew out there to commentate it and be involved. Well, first he came to the ring like Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips.
Okay.
And he's throwing Knockout Radio t-shirts to the audience.
Awesome.
It was hilarious. Then he gets in the ring, and he sticks his hands up like the power strength. You know how they put their hands up, and then the other guy puts his interlocked hands, and they like fall to their knees. And so Wes sticks his hands up to do the power thing, and the guy hauls and punches him right in the face. It was funny. Speaking of which, Westopher Sims III will be coming to Tournament to Pizza next month as well.
No way.
Yeah, Wes is coming to town.
That's awesome.
We're going to have a pizza off.
Okay.
Because Wes's best friend is opening a pizza shop out on the beach.
Okay.
And I said, well, what would it be like to make the second best pizza in Tampa Bay? And they got offended. So I think they're coming down here to meet us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, tag team, you and me versus Wes and him.
Well, Wes and I are very good, loyal friends, so I don't expect him to hit me. The other guy may be different.
Look, if he puts the power slam up, we're punching right in the face.
No, I'm getting on my red motor scooter, and I'm getting the heck out of here.
I thought we were trading.
For what?
Well, I'll give you like my oldest daughter, my wife. I got an extra vehicle or something.
The bike still works. It's still on the charge. I haven't even used it enough.
My kids don't work. They don't clean nothing.
Well, we know what that's like. Thoughts on this weekend's card?
A lot of names I don't know. A lot of names I can't pronounce.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make them bad fighters.
But if it's really in France and Paris, like that's amazing.
I mean, say if it's really?
Yeah.
So what do you think it's like a former event?
I mean, it could be like
Do you know about a former event?
Could be like the moon landing, like it was filmed in Burbank.
Do you know that there was a former event that was promoted as being from another country, yet it was in a warehouse?
Yeah, like the moon landing, allegedly.
There's no alleged to that.
I mean, they say it happened in Burbank.
Except for there's a piece of the moon at a local high school here in St. Pete. So tell me, how did that happen?
Really? There's two moons.
Two moons?
I don't know. But yes, but I think it's great for the sport. I mean, to expand, to go to different places. I mean, that's really, I guess back in the UFC early days when I used to see it traveling around the world, I always had a fantasy of like, man, it would be so cool to get to travel the world and see the world. And you're getting paid to do what you love. You know, that's what made me fall in love with the sport. You know, I would go to Dublin and go to, like, the poster in my garage from Japan. And, like,
what does that have to do with you? You didn't travel around the
world.
No,
but I wanted to. That's always, like, that's why I got into this sport. That's why I got
into you're into the sport.
I'm in the sport.
Okay.
I mean, I train all the guys.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, and then I'm still undefeated. But that's really what, like, made it cool because it's global. And, like, you know, and as it was growing, you know, you could see, like, soccer's so big around the world because, like, of how many countries participate in football. And, like, you know, but other sports are huge in certain regions, like cricket's huge in India and Pakistan, but it's not big anywhere else in the world. But I thought fighting is such a global sport. It really has all the matrix to be the global sport. Like, for every nation, everybody can use hand-to-hand combat to compete and to pay bills and support their family. And I just thought it was awesome.
I'm not sure what that had to do with anything.
I think it's great that it's going to Paris because you don't think of Paris of like tough guys and fighting guys. You think of guys that like you know, look like Prince wearing like red berets and driving Corvettes.
I thought those guys that walked the streets late at night in New York City wore red berets.
The mimes?
No, idiot. Oh, my God. This is going to be a long hour.
Oh my God. What do you call the people that don't speak and dress like that?
The guys.
They wear the striped shirt with the beret. Like they're
French. Referees.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe's birthday was today or yesterday?
Kobe.
Kobe Bryant's birth date
Okay.
was, I think, either today or yesterday. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know what brought that up. But
yeah. His wife just went to court. I guess they were trying to award $75 million for the lawsuit.
Yeah, but where are you going to get that $75 million from? Where are you going to get the $1.7 trillion that Dementia Man is going to wash away?
You can't call him Dementia Man. That's offensive to people with dementia.
But like your friend that yelled at me for doing that this morning.
I saw that.
Right. I'm just talking about Dementia Man in the White House. I'm not making fun of dementia. My aunt had dementia. I'm pretty sure I have it. That's why I won't remember saying this when the lawsuit is filed. But Dementia Man at the White House, when he just says, let's wash away the $1.7 trillion of school loans, who's going to pay that?
We are. The government pays that. And I don't know how that all works, but did you vote yesterday?
I did.
Did you?
I voted for Kevin Hazlett.
He lost.
I went 1-1 yesterday. I went 1-1.
You were voted for DeSantis?
No. I told you. I only voted for Kevin Hazlett yesterday.
Oh.
But my attorneys went 1-1. I had two attorneys in running for an election. Kevin Hazlett and Danny Alvarez.
It's going to be a tight governor race, I think.
Oh, it's going to be tight.
And DeSantis versus Chris?
If Chris loses, he'll change parties again, and he'll find a different party to run with.
He could join the pizza party.
He's probably already on it.
We are.
It is what it is. Isn't he local?
Yeah, he's local. He's here. It's St. Pete. And DeSantis grew up in Dunedin.
Right.
So this is...
One played Little League Baseball.
This is true Champa Bay.
Hold on a second. Speaking of Little League Baseball. So we talked about the hits batsman that left first base to go hug and console the pitcher for hitting him and drilling him in the head.
Right.
Did you see the video? The kid probably is about 4 or 5 playing T-ball.
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
So he basically moonwalked to home plate and danced and did all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and everybody thought it was the cutest thing in the world.
Okay.
I was thinking my first reaction.
Pluck him.
Now, again, can you still go to hell if you don't believe there is such a place?
Sure.
Really?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, I would have picked the ball up off the tee, gone to the mound, and drilled him.
Plugged him.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't disrespect this mound.
No, the game.
Yeah, you don't disrespect me. It's my house.
Well, it's not your house.
My yard.
your field. Oh, thank God. Bottom of the hour. All right. Our next to last one. I'm going to miss these breaks.
Why?
Well, I love them so much. Because it's 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes of not talking to you. Because we turn mics off. We take headphones off. You go to your separate corner. I go to my corner. It works out well.
I'm going to plug you coming out of the break.
You'll be making a mistake. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com.
If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet? Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Don't hurt me.
Please don't say
no more.
Yeah. Real quick, I know you're going to go wherever you're going to take it, which I'm scared.
Take it to the street,
but
to the gutter.
We were talking about MMA, what could make it better, you know, the changes. Yeah. I would like to see weigh-ins on Saturday.
I like that.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
You know, that way you're fighting.
What if the scale just on the canvas, like underneath the, you know, you step in your corner and it just tells you what the weight is?
You could do that. Technology.
Then you know.
But just don't touch the cage because it's electrocuted.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to be sweaty. Water is a conductor of electricity. But speaking of the street, like where I like to keep things in the gutter, Tampa Bay, known as Champa Bay, we have some of the greatest things of all of the whole country. Like we got the best quarterback, right? We've got the best governor from Dunedin. We've got the best hockey team 2 years in a row.
Well, no, we don't.
But we also have the most innovative homeless people. Yesterday on I-4, I saw a Cash App cardboard box with the name of their Cash App. But the homeless guy wasn't even there to collect the money. He didn't even have to go to work. He just put the cardboard sign right on the intersection, send money to this Cash App, and there was no one around. So innovation at its finest in the streets.
So did you send anything?
Well, it's actually my sign. Okay. I've made $12, thanks, Steve. And, yeah, things are looking up. Speaking of blonde-haired, long-haired women, Taylor Starling got the shout-out from the GOAT. And I'm not talking Brady. I'm talking John Jones. So according to John Jones, had the privilege of meeting future BKFC world champion Taylor Starling tonight at Jackson MMA Acoma. Find her to be one of the most fascinating female fighters on the planet today. Stoked to finally get to watch her perform in person.
Taylor's been on the program a few times.
She has.
Okay. And what was the line he used? Fascinating?
Future? Future BKFC world champion.
Right. Should I open up the can of worms and whoop ass?
Let them go.
I don't see that on this weekend.
You don't think she's going to win this fight?
She is fighting, if BKFC allowed it, which they should have allowed, or whoever does those rankings. I don't even know who do the rankings for BKFC. They should have made it open to everyone since that's this new country, because her opponent would be in the pound-for-pound top 10. She would be in the pound-for-pound top 5, possibly even closer to the 1 than the 5.
Okay.
She, Taylor Starling,
yeah.
who is awesome. She's, I mean, amazing. I like her, and it means nothing what I'm about to say. She's fighting someone who's in a totally different level.
But that's what they said about Leon Edwards, and Saturday night changed the world.
And no, I still say that about Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards isn't in the same category as Kamaru Usman. It's not saying that he can't win, but he's not as talented as Kamaru. And I don't believe Taylor is as talented as Farrar.
Are you excited about the fact that he tagged Jackson MMA? Like, because I know they had a big falling out, John Jones and Jackson, Winklejohn, all those guys. Like, are you excited that the GOAT is back home where he belongs?
A, I didn't know he was back home. B, it has nothing to do with, you know, leaving doesn't take away everything that you've done there. You know, we don't know the relationship. We don't know what happened. We don't know, was it Greg? Was it Wink? You know, was it just time to move on? You know, didn't want to put up? You know, we don't know all that stuff. But you can still move on. You can even still dislike, but still tag. Like, I tag you during the week.
It's true.
And we know how I feel about you.
I'm the greatest son you've ever had.
You're the son I wished I never had.
I am the son you have.
No, you're not.
Well, the son you have doesn't want to be a part of the show. Well, at least I'm here.
Well, he has a job.
I show up. Oh, yeah.
He has a job.
He does have responsibilities.
Right. He has a job, a family he needs to take care of. Yeah. You know.
I had $10,000 worth of my student loans forgiven today, so I guess I
hope it's true. No. I hope my daughter's, you know, loan can be forgiven.
Can I go to school real quick and, like, hurry up and get some money
I
back?
Think somebody already said that. You already read somebody else's tweet.
No. No, but here's a student loan forgiveness plan. Minus $20,000 if you went to college on Pell Grants. Minus $10,000 if you didn't receive Pell Grants. Forgiveness only applies to those earning less than $125,000 a year. Student loan pause extended through December 31st, 2022.
Well, is it paused or is it taken away? It
says pause. This is according to Fox 8 News.
But again, there's two different things. Are they pausing it until December? Or are they forgiving $10,000?
I guess it's canceling for some, but
yeah, I wonder which ones. I'm just curious.
But if, I mean, make
it
less
should than, be everybody.
Make it less than $125,000. That's a serious.
That's everybody. Well, and I get that, but I don't think it's fair to penalize someone who has more money that was able, whether it's to inherit it or whether it was to go out and earn it or whether it was to go out and steal it. You know, if they have money, they should get the same whatever as you're going to get.
I agree with that.
But typically what happens is the ones that have all the money don't need it, so they don't get it. Then the ones that need it because they don't have it get it. And then the middle people that are just fighting, struggling, they're the ones that don't get it. Watch, my daughter won't get it.
Yeah.
Right. And the loan she pays. She works two jobs. She got her master's. She moved away, and she won't get it, you know, forgiven.
That's America.
It is America.
That's your people.
Well, it's our people.
No, I'm French. I mean,
You blew it. I thought you were going to come back. I'm Russian or something different. Every time you need to change. Speaking of Russian, your thoughts on the worm going to Russia.
And look who he's taking with him. Taking Mike Tyson. He's taking Ron Artest.
What are they going to do, fight their way out?
I don't know. Well, Artest is pretty good at fighting fans in the... You know, Pacers audience.
I hope Putin says, okay, we trade you in prison.
I'm okay with that.
I mean,
I'm okay with that. But like, to take Mike Tyson, Ron Artest, Dennis Rodman.
And then Mike says, I'm not going anywhere.
There's somebody else. I think they're taking, like, he's taking three people with him.
I don't get it. Right. Well, it's because Putin's a fan. Oh. So, you know, just like he was a fan of you know, they're going to go try to, like, hey, we'll sign some basketballs and some gloves. And, you know, where's Ivan Dragoff?
I don't think they're letting her out, though. I don't think Russia has any intent in letting this girl go.
For that. I mean, if they can get the dealer, you know, the alleged gun runner for the alleged drug runner, that may happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
But good for them. Good for Dennis. He's getting a free trip to Russia. Who's paying for it?
We are. Well, the 1.7 million.
BringBrittanyHome.com.
Is it 1.7 billion?
Trillion.
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 That's hard to say.
No, it's easy to say. It's hard to imagine.
That's how much money Tiger Woods has.
No.
No. That's how much money I have.
No. All of that. USF starts soon. I just happened to see a commercial, you know, on your 12-inch screen over there.
What does?
USF, the USF Bulls.
Oh, yeah. What, are they starting football?
Well, they're not starting it. They've had football for a while, thanks to Leroy Salmon.
But they're trying to get the stadium approved on campus. How big would that put this program on the map, like nationally, if they have their own stadium? Because all real colleges have a stadium.
Honestly,
yes.
It's a step back.
Why?
I don't think this is a step forward. I think you are able to bring athletes to USF because you play in a real NFL football stadium, in a real stadium that serves alcohol. They're not going to be able to serve alcohol on campus. They can, you know, sneak it in like they do at every other campus. But you can't buy alcohol on campus. I believe, I don't know, I've never been in the stands, you know, for a game, but I believe because it's not on campus, they can sell alcohol at Tampa Stadium. So obviously, the college kids love that.
That would make a big deal.
That
would
be huge.
That would be a big difference.
And, you know, you're playing for USF, and now you're in what used to be the Buccaneer locker.
Right. You know, where the GOAT, you know, hangs his jersey.
Well, no, I don't know if the GOAT was ever in that one because, you know, they opened up the new one a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So I believe USF, who used to be in the visitors' locker room, moved over to what used to be the former Buccaneer locker room. And then the Bucs moved over to the new one, which is on the other side of the runway down there. But still, you know, your opposing team comes in, they're playing in an NFL stadium. So I think it is a step back. I get having the stadium on campus. You know, you can walk from the apartment and the classes and all that stuff. But I do think it's a negative. It's a no, not a go.
All right. Well, my internet refreshed, and I was searching for some research earlier. Top 10 knockouts of all time, UFC. And I got a top 10 list if you're interested in them.
All right, let's hit this break. And not that it matters. I'm curious who made this list because this doesn't mean, you know, it's official.
Well,
it's everybody's opinion. Everybody has one.
It says Google.
Oh, Google made it.
Well, actually, it's Jason Burgos. And he's with mixedmartialarts.com. So that sounds official.
All right, I'll let you read it when we return from our final break.
Hurry up, 3% battery.
Okay, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Gaylord Perry. I play for the San Francisco Giants, the Cleveland Indians, the Texas Rangers, the San Diego Padres, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Seattle Mariners, and the Kansas City Royals. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Not Bob Greasy.
That's Bob Greasy's a GOAT. Undefeated, all never broken, perfect, unblemished season. I have his football over there, autographed, signed.
We've talked about this.
He was in the ambulance. I went and got his autograph. That's what
grabbed
I did.
His jersey, yeah, took his cleats. Earl Morrill stepped in when Greasy got hurt, took him all the way to the playoffs. Greasy came back healthy. They booted Earl Morrill to the sidelines, and then Greasy went on.
I just held the position for the king. Didn't give up the kingdom.
All right, whatever. Just
put it on pause.
Whatever.
Just like the student forgiveness loan.
Yeah, that's not on pause.
So here's
that's not going to be on pause.
So now this list was updated most recently June 29th of 2001. So No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
I thought for sure you were right.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God, you are an idiot.
But this is up to June 29th, 2022. Okay, so like a month, 2 months ago.
So it's not updated.
No, so you could put Juliana Amanda in there, right? And then you could put, obviously, Kamaru versus Leon in there. But according to all-time UFC history, number 10 coming in, Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal, UFC 261. Number 9, Amanda Nunes versus Chris Cyborg, 232. Number 8, Shogun Hua versus Machida Loyota on UFC 113. Number 7, Anderson Silva versus Vito Belfort, the front kick that changed the world, according to your
Seagal.
Boy, Seagal.
I'm surprised it wasn't Seagal who did it.
Number 6, Francis Ngannou versus Alistair Overeem, where he made him a human Pez dispenser, almost knocked his head off. Number 5, most brutal knockouts all time, Daniel Cormier versus Stipe Miocic, 226.
I don't remember that being, like, violent. Was it?
Number 4, Dan Henderson versus Michael Bisping, UFC 100.
Well, again, I'm going to say the same with that because he knocked him down and then he went airborne, you know, where he was already unconscious. So are you, you know what I'm saying? That second airborne one, which is the bobblehead from MMA bobblehead, I don't know if that added to it. It's kind of like, you know, the nicknames, you know, that that is part of your last name, which isn't a nickname. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying about that second punch.
Jacqueline Buckley versus Impa Kass.
That was that back spinning
the
back
end
kick. Yeah, that was the spinning back kick.
Number 2, Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey, where she was kicked into the WWE UFC 193.
She was just arrested.
Oh, who?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey was arrested.
For what?
One of the shows. They told her to leave, and she refused or some crap.
Oh.
It's a gimmick. It's all part of the...
And number 1, don't remember this being as violent, but Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo, UFC 194.
That was pretty, I don't know. That was pretty violent. It was, you know, out of nowhere and bam, it was over.
And Jose Aldo just fought this past weekend. He looked great for his age, looked great for his...
I don't want to hear for his age.
For where
what is for his age?
He looked good for, like, you know, he looked sharp.
But why do you have to bring up his age?
Because he's on the backward side of
his
career.
So Luke Rockhold looked like crap because of his age?
Luke looked like crap because he wasn't professional.
Right. Well, he
wasn't prepared.
He looked like crap because he was crap.
Right.
So you don't have to bring up his age. So you could just say that Aldo looked good. You don't have to say looked good for his age.
He looked great
for his age. Us old people are offended by that.
Well, I'm just saying he looked great for his age. And he's one of my Brazilian brothers because we're from Brazil.
Oh, now you're Brazilian. I thought you were just French.
It just depends on which topic we're talking about. Like, wait till the Olympics this year. We'll be from everywhere.
But you can't.
I can't wait to be from Iceland. Has there been a UFC fighter from Iceland?
I don't think there's been people from Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Liddell. Damn it. The Iceman.
I just can't take it anymore.
Okay. So speaking of Chuck Liddell, I met a guy the other day who has one of the Chuck Liddell ice barrels, the cold plunge, cold therapy for, you know, the yin to my yang. I have an infrared sauna in my home gym. And now I'm going to have an ice barrel from Chuck Liddell so I can spike the dopamine and get that natural high from my hydroponic garden. Allegedly.
So you're going to jump in the ice bucket and then you're going to jump in the sauna.
And then I'm going to
die.
Pull some herbs and I'm gonna try to get my $10,000 back from the government.
I would suggest do the herb first, then do the ice bucket, then do the sauna, and you won't feel
it. And I'm gonna get your president to reimburse me $10,000 for my student loan because I'm learning a lot of different industries in my garage.
Well, you might have to take out the loan first.
Yeah, take it out. But I've been
refused to pay it back.
I got a training facility, so if anybody wants to like go to the UFC, I can get you there. I have
know the address, so you could drive them there.
Well, I know where the Apex is. And Boss Root and I are training in my garage every night. So if you want to train with Boss and I, message me after the show. Send me a direct link. Say call me, and I'll send you my number.
So they would say call me. How would that work? So
well, how'd they do it to you? They said call me, and you're like, you ignored them. So
right.
I would say.
Yeah, they DM'd. Randy, shoot me a DM.
Yeah, I would just say, come on over.
And I just ignored it. I get texts all the time. Hey, is this Randy?
Well, because everything you call me is private number. So I don't know if it's you or like an extended auto warranty guy.
Right. Well, exactly. You know, and so, A, how'd you get my number? If my number is so private, how did you get it?
I don't know.
And I mean you personally. because you call me.
Well, because I've had your number a long time.
And Kelly was supposed to take the phone because I want that ringtone for you and Joe Marquis.
And how old are you? Like when
how old am I?
When you were growing up, was there seven whole numbers or like, was they like, did it start out with like three?
No, we used the abacus, you know, and the Chinese stones.
Oh yeah.
Sundial. I was big on the sundial.
For China too.
But, for China. So Kelly's wife was going to get me the ringtone from Generation Radio. Which, have you heard these guys yet?
No.
Check them out. I mean, seriously. I mean, they're good for numerous reasons.
Okay.
And I've said this all the time.
It's the Rascal Flat guys, right?
Well, it's Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flats. It's okay. Jason Sheff, formerly of Chicago.
Yeah.
Somebody from Journey. And I don't
know. Steve Perry?
No, I think Steve. My son told me Steve Perry went back to Journey.
What?
And they booted karaoke guy out.
Oh. Wow.
That's what I heard. Which is the movie. That is a movie that I saw. There was a movie of a band, and the lead singer, they replaced him with a guy that they caught, you know, who was a sing-along. He was a karaoke guy.
Huh.
Which is basically what happened with Queen, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same, you know, where this guy sounded like Steve Perry. You know, they got in a fight, allegedly. My brother hates that movie, by the way.
Really?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
Well, because it made
Freddie Mercury.
You know, look pretty bad. And my brother's like, you know, it's not like he can defend himself.
Sure.
So, you know, the others could literally say anything.
Rewrite history.
And, you know, did he say that? Did they really kick him out of the room, you know, before Live Aid? Nobody from that side is there, you know, to argue it.
For sure.
And what's the drummer's name? Something Taylor? That guy has a fastball.
Really?
Yeah. His fastball is incredible.
Wow.
I told you the story.
No.
He threw me his guitar or his drumsticks.
Okay.
Only they were like rockets. I think he put them in two different rocket launchers and shot them at me. You know, I'm 6 feet from them. They ended up like in the third row. All you had to do is like flip it. But no, he throws them like freaking BBs. I will never go see Queen again because of that.
I got Freddie Mercury's autograph in the ambulance once. He saw my guitar pick.
His guitar pick. Oh.
It's for sale on my eBay site.
What is your eBay site? Tour to Pizza at whatever?
I don't have one. A Tour to Pizza is like my storage unit. I literally take pictures of things.
Can you explain to the people, and I know this is boring, but I'm tired of talking to you. Can you explain how you find all this crap for free on Facebook?
It's about timing. You know, and so there's strategies to it. So people give away free stuff.
Is it bad timing or strategy?
Well, both. Okay. So you got to be fast to respond. But everybody's messaging them to get something for free, right? So if you sweeten the pot, hey, you know, I know you said it's free, but, man, I would love to trade you, like, a pizza for it. I have a restaurant. So I make a friend. I make a customer for it. They end up giving it to me. They hold it or save it or not answer the other people's requests. And then I go pick it up at my own leisure on my way home or in the morning on the way down. And I get it. I give them a free pizza or I offer. Not one of them have come in to actually take advantage of it.
Well, of course, because they don't want to eat your food.
But I get free stuff every day. People give me all kinds of stuff.
What is this?
That's bingo.
The dog?
That's illegal in 6 countries. 4 of them.
You have a full bingo set up here.
Well, gaming is illegal in this country without a license, Randy. So we don't have bingo. It's actually Ugnig Big. It's bingo backwards. But yes, but that's going to be for entertainment.
You found a $5,000 sauna, which I have wanted.
Oh, yeah.
I've literally wanted to even spend money on one.
You know what the caveat on that, though, was? The electrician to hook up the sauna cost me $400. Because I had to run power and electric.
So your free sauna has now cost $400.
Plus my electric bill is going to go up because, you know, it's an infrared sauna. But it was well worth it because I got it for nothing.
And that's all through Facebook?
All through Facebook Marketplace.
Are there different Facebook Marketplaces?
Yeah, so they do it by category. So you can see. What I usually do is I search for recently posted that means it's like fresh off, like as soon as it hits live, and then you got to refresh your phone because it re-up like every second. Like you can, so literally as I'm, you know, back there, I'll look recently posted, boom, and I'll look, I'll see, and then I'll see again. And then I try to group it. Like if I find something I really like yesterday I got a hydroponic garden. They're $1,000 online. I paid for that. I got it for 25 cents on the dollar, right? But if I got to go and get it, I got to find
a coupon I'm going
to
go use.
I got to find something for free to like average down. Just like buying stocks. You buy high and then the dips, you buy low, you average down to like you offset your cost. So even if I get something for like I pay money for something I really want because that's the exact model or brand or flavor or what I want, then I'll find something for free to offset it to where I average down. So that's what I do. It's my thing. My little side hustle. It's working out pretty good. You should see my setup. I could make you a UFC champion if you come over three nights a week.
I don't want to be a UFC champion. And the only thing that I don't want to do more than be a UFC champion is come to your house 3 days a week.
You can pick some herbs with me.
And you could live across the street from me, and I still don't want to go there
three times. I could live next door. Is your house for sale? I'll put that on Marketplace.
As long as you don't buy it.
Is it free?
No, it's not.
I'll give you a pizza.
I don't want your pizza.
I have a restaurant. I'll tell you what. Let me live there for nothing, and then you can eat for free.
I'll pass.
Stocked up with free, unlimited Diet Coke.
Oh, now we're talking.
And coupons galore.
Anything for a Diet Coke. All right, I want to thank everybody. The shenanigans has been awful, awfully fun.
Are you kidding me?
It's been fun. It's been fun. It's been cool. Martin Grammatica in studio next week here at Tournament of Pizza. And if anyone submits by Noogie this weekend, I will buy a pizza here next week.
You should buy Noogie's a thing.
If it happens, I'll pay for it. Thanks, everybody. See you all next week. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stab Some.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.